Well, let us begin the morning worship.
我们请一起起立唱诗195首。
Let's rise and begin 195.
虚假美丽，荣耀之地，祭品最安乐。
请坐，好，我们现在要一起来祷告。
让我们
一起来祷告。在祷告当中，求主耶稣带领我们今天一整天的崇拜聚会。让我们能够利用今天这个机会呢，在道理上，在信仰上能够有所长进。
We may be able to grow in the truth and your faith.
有圣灵在我们当中运行。
The Holy Spirit abide with us.
有神的恩典覆庇我们。
And God's grace shelter us.
使我们能够又长进又喜乐。
So that we can grow joyfully.
我们请同心跪下来祷告。
Let us now pray. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，在这个星期五，我们能够利用今天一同在这里聚集啊。
By God's grace, we're able to gather on a Friday morning.
也求主耶稣纪念大家愿意把这个时间拿出来来参加这一次的灵恩布道会，求主纪念大家的付出。
May the Lord remember your dedication and diligence in coming here.
在这一次的灵恩布道会呢，想要用以弗所书里面的一段记载来作为彼此的学习。
The spiritual vocation would like to use the passage from Ephesians for mutual encouragement.
以弗所书是使徒保罗所写的。
Ephesians was a book authored by Paul.
这以弗所书里面教导了今天的信徒在教会当中应该要有的生活以及要有的表现。
The book of Ephesians instructs us how we should behave.Both in church and in our daily lives.
保罗自己给所有的信徒留下了很好的榜样。
Paul himself left a very good example to all the members.
教导我们如何来爱神。
Teaching us how we should love God.
教导我们如何来侍奉。
How we should serve God.
更教导我们如何的表现出一个基督的生命来。
How to show a life that is worthy of the likeness of Christ.
所以保罗在以弗所书里面特别的教导我们。
So in the book of Ephesians, Paul especially instructs.
他说作为一个基督徒，你就要活得像一个基督徒。
Because if you are Christian, then show through your life that you are Christian.
什么叫做活得像一个基督徒呢
？How do we show then that we are Christians?
就是从你开始信耶稣以后
，It is from the moment we believe.
从你接受道理、领受基督的生命之后
，It is when we receive the word of the truth in our heart.
我们的生命就必须要有所改变
，Our lives need to be changed.
我们的行为就要有所不同
，Our deeds need to have a change.
我们人生努力追求的目标就要有更高的更高的努力的方向。
And then the pursuit of our life needs to be elevated as well.
使我们能够活出一个更高的价值来。
We live a life that has a higher value.
所以保罗告诉我们说，一个基督徒，一个真正的基督徒
，So Paul tells us being true Christians.
跟过去的自己是不一样的。
We ought to be completely different from ourselves in the past.
跟世上的人追求的也是不一样的。
We ought to be completely different to what the people in the world pursue.
因为一个真正的基督徒
，Because a true Christian.
他的人生有了新的看见。
Will have a new vision to apply.
所以在以弗所书的第一章
Therefore in Ephesians chapter
1, 保罗告诉我们说，求主耶稣开我们的心眼
Paul says, may the Lord open your vision.
能够看到人生应该要追求更美的盼望跟更高的价值。
May he let you see the higher hope and higher value that you might pursue in life.
也因为看见了这样子的价值
And through seeing this value,
使我们愿意活出一个不一样的生活。
May you be willing to live out a life that is different.
但是作为一个基督徒
But then as Christians,
我们到底应该要活出一个怎么样的生活呢
？What is the sort of life that we should manifest？
我们请翻到以弗所书的第三章
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 3。
我们请翻到以弗所书第三章
，Ephesians chapter
3，第十四节
，verse 14。
以弗所书的第三章第十四节
，Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14。
十四节，因此我在父面前屈膝。十五节，天上地上的各家都是从他得名。十六节，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。十七节，使基督因你们的信住在你们里面。叫你们的爱心有根有基，十八节，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，十九节，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，就叫神一切所充满的充满了你们呢。在这里是保罗给今天所有信徒的一个教导。
This passage is an instruction to every member today.
他说我们今天既然信了耶稣，就要活得像一个基督徒。
It says that given that we believe in Christ, let us behave like Christians.
什么叫做活得像一个基督徒呢
？What does it mean to be like Christians？
就是我们必须要能够长进，能够有爱心
It means that we need to grow, especially in love.
能够像耶稣基督一样的生活。
To live to the likeness of Christ.
能够像耶稣基督一样的表现。
To behave like Jesus.
但是在哪一些 方面上我们必须要努力呢
？But one aspect that we need to make an effort.
啊，在这里告诉我们的三件事情啊。
Here we are told three things.
我们来看一下第一件事是什么
？Let us see what is the first one.
十六节这里说，求你们的心里的力量能够刚强起来呀。
Verse 16 says, be strengthened in you in the inner man.
哦，所以今天一个真正的基督徒啊
，Therefore a true Christian.
这里说，你的内心的世界，内心的力量是刚强的。
Is strong within his inner man.
啊，在这里讲说心理的力量哦。
This verse mentions the strength in the inner man.
啊，原本它的文字啊，原来的文字它的意思是里面的那一个人。能够变得强壮啊
！Some versions translate as the inner heart.
哦，他说里面有一个人呐、啊。
But here it says that there's an inner man.
啊，那个人才是真正的你啊。
This inner man is the true you.
我们有时候觉得，哎，我是谁啊？我就是你看到的这个人呐、啊。
Many times we think about ourselves, we think about our physical bodies.
哦，你看到我这个样子，你就知道这就是我啦。
About my own appearance, which you see and you know that that is me.
你听到我的名字，你就知道在讲谁啦。
If you hear my name, then you will correlate it to this image that you see.
啊，但是从圣经来看。不是这样的哦。
From the biblical standpoint, it is not like this.
他说你到底是谁
？So who are you?
你不是那个名字。
You are not your name.
你不是人家看到的这个样子。
You are not the appearance that people can see.
说我们每一个人呐、啊，里面有一个真我，有一个本我啊。
But in each of us, there is our true self, our true me.
那里面那个人是我们的思想，是我们的意志，是我们的决定。
That man inside of us is our thoughts, is our determination, is our
consciousness. 说那个才是真正的我啊。
And he or she is our true self.
而在这里告诉我们说，我们要求神啊，让我们那个真正的我能够刚强起来啊。
The Bible tells us that we need to make this inner man strong.
今天的人啊，很重视身体健康啊。
Today, people emphasize health quite a deal.
哦，所以你看啊，那个保养品卖得非常好啊。
So you can see that nutritional supplements are sold very well.
大家拼命吃，因为希望身体健康啊。
Everyone eats them very rigorously because they want health.
啊，你看那个健身房一间又一间啊
！And you can see fitness center as a fitness center being built.
哇，那个有的月费很贵啊！哇，那个一年下来几百几千块钱，大家还是拼命参加啊
！The monthly subscription are quite high. They might rack $1,000 yearly, but people still like to subscribe.
哇，常常运动，因为要保持身体健康啊
！People want to exercise to preserve the health.
哦，很健康，因为都很怕死啦
！And the reason they preserve the health because they are afraid of death.
很健康，希望身体能够更好啊
！They desire health.To live a better life.
啊，你看今天什么东西卖得最好
？So see what is the most well-sold product.
啊，生意最好做的就是卖化妆品啊。
This cosmetics.
啊，那个为什么卖化妆品？那为什么化妆品卖得很好
？Why is it that cosmetics sell so well?
啊，因为今天大家都希望看起来更漂亮啊。
Because everyone wants to give a more enjoyable appearance to themselves.
啊，有时候我去访问一些信徒哦。
Sometimes when I visit some members.
啊，他们开那个指甲店哦，在做指甲、画指甲哦。
And members sometimes are nail salon owners.
好，有时候我在跟他们聊天，他们就跟我说哦。
When I converse with them, they tell me this.
他说传道，你以为来这种店的都是女生吗
？Hey preacher, you might think that our clientele are mostly women.
哦，告诉你呀、啊，来的一半以上全都是男生啊。
I told you more than 50% of our customers are male.
我吓了一跳啊，怎么有这么无聊的男生呢
？I was thinking about how can there be such ridiculous and bored men.
他说你不知道啊，现在很多男生也很爱漂亮啊。
Oh, you don't know.Men now like to show off as well.
哇，所以男生也要做脸、做指甲。
So they come for facials, for nail work.
啊，也要拔眉毛。
And also to plug in to pluck their eyebrows.
所以现在的人呐、啊，越来越爱漂亮。
So people today emphasize the outer appearance.
啊，现在的人呐、啊，越来越重视健康。
And they also pay much attention to health.
哦，他们花很多的钱、很多的时间来保养自己的身体。
Spend much of their money and their time to conserve their body.
啊，但是我们这么重视这个外在的身体的健康。
But if we put so much emphasis in outer appearance,
我们希望自己看起来很健康，看起来很美。
If we want to exude such a beauty to others.
啊，但是啊，我们有没有注意到？里面那个我，那个真正的我，又软弱又饥饿又丑陋呢
？Have you paid attention to inner man and realize that he is weak, hungry, and ugly？
那常常、啊、外面这个人吃得很饱啊。
Many times the outer person is filled with food。
啊，但是里面那个真正的我却非常的 的饥饿啊。
While the inner man is starving.
有时候外面这个人非常的强壮啊。
Sometimes the outer man is strong.
啊，但是里面那个人，里面那个真我却非常的虚弱啊。
The inner man might be weak and sickly.
为什么
？Why?
因为我们从来没有注意到他的需要。
And because we never paid attention to his needs.
因为我们从来没有想过他想要的是什么。
Because we never listened to what he needs.
哦，所以虽然拥有了很多
，So although we possess many things.
但是内心非常的空虚。
Internally, we are very empty.
哦，所以在这里圣经告诉我们啊
，So the Bible tells us here.
说我们要先求里面那个真我的强壮能够刚强起来。
Seek for yourself firstly the strength for the inner man.
因为当你里面那个人刚强起来了
，But when the inner man is strong.
啊，不管你遇到什么样的环境
，No matter in the environment in which you live.
啊，不管你遇到什么样的挫折
，No matter what challenge you encounter.
啊，不管人生你遇到什么样的考验
，No matter what circumstance you meet.
啊，当你里面那个人非常的强壮
，When the inner man is strong.
你都能够在各样的患难当中站立的稳啊
！And you are able to subsist and stand strong.
哦，所以我们今天要求的不是只有身体的健康。
So today what we seek is not only physical health.
因为不管你多努力的运动
，because no matter how diligently you exercise,
随着你的年纪一天一天的过去
，as you age day by day,
你一定会越来越虚弱。
You will certainly grow weaker and weaker.
不管你今天吃了多少的保养品
，no matter what nutritional supplement you take today,
你一样会越来越脆弱。
No matter what, you will become weaker and weaker.
所以不管你花多少时间保养自己
，no matter how much time you spend on
self-preservation, 人的健康，人的健康，人的美貌都会慢慢的过去的。
One's health and outer beauty will fade gradually.
那但是里面那个人呢
？How about the inner man?
里面那个人就不一样了。
The inner man is different.
如果你注意到他的需要
，if you see his needs，
如果你重视他的健康
，and if you pay attention to his health，
如果你花时间让里面那个我能够在属灵上刚强起来
，if you spend time to strengthen the inner man，
虽然外体一天一天的毁坏
，although the outer body might corrupt day by day，
圣经里面讲说，你里面那个人一天心思一天啊。
Myself says that the inner man is renewed
day by day。哦，所以我们有看到有些老人家啊
，so we see some older people，
越老越漂亮啊。
Older they get, the more beautiful they become。
虽然他皱纹越来越多
，though yes they have more wrinkles，
啊，但是他的皱纹当中充满了人生的智慧。
Within the crevices of the wrinkles, we see life wisdom。
哦，虽然他的皮肤越来越皱
，although their skin becomes less smooth，
啊，但是皱皱的皮肤当中却看到慈祥的光辉。
We see that their kindness becomes smoother towards
the man. 让人就觉得说你越老越美啊。
So that people see this old man has become
even more beautiful than the past. 这就是你里面那个人有刚强，里面那个人有健康啊。
Because the man has been strengthened and has gained health.
哦，所以在这里圣经告诉我们一个很重要的观念。
So the Bible tells a very important concept.
就是你里面有一个人。
Just that inside of us, there's a man.
那个人是你需要用心灵去照顾他的。
This man needs our spiritual care.
那个人需要信仰。
This man needs faith.
那个人需要神。
This man needs God.
那个人需要道理的滋润。
This man needs irrigation of the truth.
你看见了吗
？Have you seen it?
你照顾他了吗
？Have you taken care of him?
你喂饱他了吗
？Have you fed him to his food?
那在这里我们看回来以弗所书啊。
Let's return to Ephesians.
以弗所书第三章，好。
Ephesians chapter 3,
16节。
Verse 16.
啊，十六节说，求你照着他丰盛，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，哈。那这里告诉我们说，你要让你的内心刚强啊。
We're told here to strengthen the inner man.
那我们现在有一个认识了啊。
Now we have the understanding of what this means.
我们认识了里面有一个人需要我们的照顾。
We know that inside of us there's a man who needs our care.
但是里面那个人啊，不是吃面包，不是吃大餐可以把他喂饱的。
But this man cannot be fed with bread of his rice.
哇，你天天去吃 buffet.
If you go to a buffet every day.
只是把自己吃出高胆固醇来啊。
You are only putting cholesterol in yourself.
只是把自己吃成胖子啊。
You are only fattening yourself.
啊，但是你里面那个人啊都没有吃到啊
，But the man inside of you have not eaten any of it.
所以外面很胖，里面很瘦啊。
So you are fat outside and skinny and sickly inside.
哦，所以在这里说你要怎么把里面那个人喂饱呢
？But here we are told how to feed the inner man.
在这里说你要在基督要借着神的灵叫他刚强起来啊。
And the answer is to strengthen him with the might of the spirit.
哦，就是我们里面需要圣灵的帮助啊。
So we need the aid of the spirit.
而这里面这个人需要的是什么
？What does the inner man need?
怎么样填饱他的空虚
？How do we fill his void?
就是借着认识神，拥有信仰啊。
That is knowing God and possessing faith.
就是借着祷告，拥有圣灵内住我的心啊。
It's to pray on the inner dwelling of the Holy Spirit.
而当你今天有了圣灵
，If today you have the Holy Spirit.
而当你 今天主耶稣进到你的心中。
When today Jesus enters into your heart.
而基督住在你的心，不管你的环境怎么改变。
When the Lord dwells in you, no matter your circumstances.
你都不会动摇啊。
You shall not be moved.
如同保罗所说的啊。
Just like Paul said.
他说啊，或处高处，或处低处啊。
Be it in lowliness or in high places.
或有余，或缺乏。
Be it abased or in riches.
他说啊，凡事我都得到秘诀啦。
In everything I gained the secret.
什么秘诀
？What is the secret？
就是基督在我心
，which is Christ in my heart.
所以我非常的满足。
Therefore, in all things I'm content.
因为今天呢、啊，一个人要得到满足啊
，because if today one wants to be satisfied，
是没有办法靠着钱财、靠着地位来得到满足的。
The answer cannot be found through fame or riches.
那圣经里面告诉我们哦
，the Bible tells，
他说啊，贪爱银子的。不会因为得到银子来满足啊
Those who covet silver shall not be satisfied by silver
真的是这个样子啊
And this is very true
你看很多人啊明明我们看起来已经很有钱了
Look outside, some people seem to be very wealthy
但是啊你问他他还是觉得自己非常贫穷啊
But if you ask them, they feel that they are lacking and they are in need
有一次啊我遇到一个老人家
One time I met an old man
那个老人家已经七十几岁了
This old man was in his 70s
我就跟他说
So I told him
这个有空哦，我们还是要寻找神，要寻找信仰啊。
Sir, if you have time, please find time to seek faith.
我们要去找神啊，要去聚会啊。
Seek out a faithful soul, find God.
他说聚会是没事的人去做的事情啊。
He said, church, God, these are things for people who are born nothing.
是那些没事的老人去做的。
It is for the born old people with no benefits.
我现在还要拼命赚钱啊。
I still have some energy in me to earn some money.
赚钱都来不及了，谁有时间去聚会啊
？No.To make money, how do I have time to go?
我心里想说，你已经七十多了。
But suddenly I was thinking, you are 70.
为什么还是这么看不开呢
？Why is it that you are so narrow-minded?
明明已经好几栋房子啦。
You have so many houses.
为什么觉得自己还是如此的贫穷呢
？Why do you feel that you are so poor?
还是拼命工作。
Why do you work that there is no tomorrow?
银行里明明很多钱呐。
In your bank account, you have a lot of money.
为什么心里还是如此的空虚呢
？But why are you so empty inside?
所以我们里面这个人是没有办法靠着财富。地位享乐来满足他的
So it's impossible to fill the inner man through riches and power and wealth
但是在这里说借着神的灵你的里面就刚强起来了
But here we are told that through the might of the Spirit of God we can strengthen the inner man
所以我们今天要求神充满我们的心
So today let us ask God to fill our hearts
能够住到我里面
So that he can dwell inside of us
当我拥有了神
And when I have God in me
我就拥有了一切
Then I have everything
当我拥有了神
When I have God in me
我就学会了知足
Then I know contentment
当我拥有了神
When I have God in me
我的人生自然就有了平安
And naturally peace dwells in my life
因此我的内心就刚强起来了
And for this my inner man is strengthened
我们看回来以弗所书的第三章好
Let's return to Ephesians chapter 3
17节
Verse 17
以弗所书的第三章十七节
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 17
在这里说使基督因你们的信住在你们里面，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
It says that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith that you be rooted and grounded in love.
在这里告诉我们说，成长的第二个要求啊。
This is the second requirement for us to see growth.
就是你里面要有基督的内住啊。
Namely that we have.Have the indwelling of Christ.
我们刚刚讲说，第一，你必须要心里的力量刚强。
Mention first that we need the strength of the inner man to be strong.
这里第二告诉我们说，你要求基督住在你的心里面啊。
Secondly, we need to seek the indwelling of Christ.
当基督住到你的心里面啊
When Christ dwells in us.
你的人生得到满足
When our lives are satisfied.
你的人生拥有方向
When our lives have direction.
你的人生拥有了依靠
When our life has a reliance.
但是今天的人啊，很不喜欢。把主权交托给别人啊
Today people are willing to hand over the reins of the life to others
我们很喜欢自己决定自己的人生
We like to decide and have power of the decisions
我们想要做自己人生的主宰
We want to be the ruler of our lives
我爱怎么做我就怎么做
I do however I please
这是我的人生
This is my life
所以我来决定要怎么做
Therefore I decide I call the shots
所以为什么我们的人生常常很苦啊
Why is it that we suffer so much
为什么常常遇到走投无路的境况
Why is it that always we are at a roadblock
为什么很多时候我们付出了许多的 努力，但是最后却得不到应得的回报。
Why is it that we work so hard and so much and so diligently, but there is so little reward?
很多时候，我们用尽心思为人生设计最好的方向。
Many times we spend the last bit of our brain to design the best plan for our lives.
但经过几年以后
，but after a few years,
回头一看才发觉，原来这些都是错的。
When we turn back, we realize our plan was wrong.
我们来看创世纪哈。
Let us turn to Genesis.
我们来看。我们来看创世纪的第十三章哦。
Genesis chapter 13。
创世纪的第十三章。
Genesis chapter 13。
第十节。
Verse 10。
创世纪的第十三章第十节。
Genesis chapter 13 verse 10。
好，第十节，罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原。直到所尔都是滋润的，那地在神未灭所多玛和摩拉以先，如同神的原子，也像埃及。第十一节，于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原向东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。好，圣经里面讲到有一个人叫罗德啊。
The Bible mentions a man called Lot.
他说罗德要搬家啊。
Lot wanted to move.
那这个人啊要搬家的时候，他就看了一看啊。
When this man wanted to move, he looked upon the plains.
他说啊，罗德举目看到什么？看到约旦河的全平原啊。
And the Bible says that when he cast his eyes about the land, he saw the land near Jordan.
哇，这个地方好美。
This land was beautiful.
啊，土地很肥沃。
The land was well watered.
非常的滋润。
It was very fertile.
非常适合来放牧群羊啊。
Quite adequate for the flocks.
啊，所以啊，罗德很多，他有很多的羊群啊。
So Lot had many flocks.
所以他就用他的智慧，以他的看见来选择最好的人生方向。
So with his wisdom and relying his own vision, he chose the best direction for his life.
很多时候我们都像罗德一样啊。
Many times we act just like Lot.
我们举目看见，看到什么好的，我们就去努力啊。
We raise our eyes and that which we consider the best we work towards.
我们举目看见，看到什么有价值的，我们就去追求啊。
We raise our eyes and that which we consider valuable we pursue.
哦，所以在这里罗德看见约旦河的平原啊。
Here Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan.
这里说如同神的园子一样啊。
And the Bible says that it was just like the garden of the Lord.
你知道吗？在没有多久以后哦。
Did you know that not long after?
啊，圣经记载说这全平原被火焚烧，如同烧着的火窑一般啊。
The Bible says that this land was burned to its end just like a burning furnace.
罗德有看见这个吗？
Did not see this.
没有，罗德看见只有看到这个平原非常的滋润啊。
He did not. He only saw the short term well watered land before him.
却不知道说不久之后这个平原会被火焚烧，如同火窑一般啊。
But he was unable to see that this land would be burned just like a furnace.
这就是人的看见。
This is how short human vision is.
当你举目观看，用你自己的方法看。
When you lift your eyes and see according to your own way.
你选择最好的。
You choose what is best.
你选择最对的。
You choose what is correct.
你用你的所有智慧为人生判断的一个方向。
With your intelligence, you craft a way in this life.
但是不久之后你回头一看，才发觉原来这是一个最错误的选择。
But no long after, you might turn back and see that you chose the worst possible path.
因为你的选择当中没有神。
Because in your ways there is no God.
因为你看不见未来。
Because you did not look into the future.
但是在同一个地方记载，另外一个人举目观看啊。
But in the same passage, there's another person who saw the matter differently.
我们看创世纪的十三章啊。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 13.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
创世纪十三章十四节。
Genesis chapter 13 verse 14。
罗德离别亚伯兰以后，神对亚伯兰说：“从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看啊。”所以啊，这里有另外一个人啊。
So now we have another person.
叫做亚伯兰啊。
Whose name is Abraham.
那这个亚伯兰啊，就在神的面前啊。
Abraham stood before God.
神对他说：“你看啊。”
And God said to him, "Look."
哦，所以亚伯兰就看啊。
So Abraham lifted his eyes.
亚伯兰不是自己看的。
But Abraham looked not with his own eyes.
不是像罗德啊，罗德自己看来看去啊，就选择自己的方向。
He looked not like Lot's method, choosing his own ways.
而这是神叫亚伯兰看的。
Because here the Lord told Abraham,
神对亚伯兰说：“你看。”
And said unto him, Look.
那神竟然叫你看。
And God tells you to look.
神就为你的人生负责到底。
If God is looking for you, He is looking after you.
如果你自己来看。
If you look out for yourself.
也可以啊，你可以自己看啊。
Of course, you have the liberty to do that.
你自己看，你自己为你的人生负责啊。
But with the liberty comes the responsibility.
哦，所以啊，当我们今天能够把耶稣接进我们的心中。
If today we accept Jesus into our hearts.
哦，不是说只有信耶稣哦。
And this doesn't mean just believing in Jesus.
很多人信耶稣，但是不接耶稣进到。
For many people believe in Jesus but do not accept Him into
their heart. 很多人嘴里说拜神，但是人生不照神的方向啊。
Many people say they worship God but they walk in their own ways.
在这里说，你要把基督接到你的内心，让他住在里面。
Here we are told to accept Jesus into our hearts and make Him live in us.
什么叫做让他住在你里面
？How do we make Him live in us?
就是你的人生。他主宰
，It means that he is the sovereign ruler of your life.
你的方向他决定
，He decides your direction.
你的追求他掌控
，He controls your pursuits.
如果你愿意把你人生的主权交出来
，I mean, if you are willing to hand the reins of your life over to Jesus,
让神来替你做决定
，so that God makes decisions for you.
凡是借着祷告求神引领你的方向
，through prayer and supplication, God will guide our lives.
要做决定以前
，before making the decision,
借着祷告
，through prayer,
借着对圣经的了解
，through the knowledge of the truth,
能够遵守信仰的原则
we can obey the principles of faith.
借着祷告把主权交托在神的手中
through faith, we can hand over the sovereignty of life
神就要为你的人生负责到底啊
that God will be responsible to the end to whatever happens
我们来看一下约翰福音的第六章啊
Let us turn to John chapter 6
约翰福音的第六章
Gospel of John chapter 6
约翰福音第六章
John chapter 6
第十八节
，verse 18，
约翰福音的第六章十八节
，John chapter 6 verse 18，
十八节，忽然狂风大作，海就翻腾起来。十九节
，19，
门徒摇橹约行了十多里路，看见耶稣在海面上行走，渐渐进了船，他们就害怕。二十节
，20，
耶稣对他们说：“是我，不要怕。”二十一
，21，
门徒就。欢喜接他上船，船立时到了他们所要去的地方。哈，在这里说啊，门徒在海上行船呢、啊。
The first is say that the disciples were on a boat at sea.
狂风暴雨之中啊，无法前进呢、啊。
A great wind arose and they were unable to advance.
啊，这个时候耶稣来到他们的旁边。
At this time Jesus came to the side.
耶稣说：“是我，我来了，你不要害怕。
”He said, "It is I. I'm here. Do not be afraid."
在这里说，门徒就很高兴的。接了他到了船上
And the Bible says that they willingly received him into the boat
船就立时到了他们要去的地方啊
And immediately the boat arrived where they would were supposed to arrive
我们在读这一段的时候觉得这个很正常啊
When we read this we think this is quite expected
啊耶稣来了耶稣接他上船啊
Jesus comes we should receive him into the boat
啊然后船就到了要去的地方啊
And the boat would arrive to its predestined destination
看起来很简单看起来很自然啊
Seems pretty natural pretty obvious
你知道吗我们的人生当中这是非常不自然的
But do you know that this is quite unnatural for it to happen in our lives
很多时候我们的人生就像船行在海中一样啊
Lives can be compared to a boat at sea.
遇到狂风大浪
meaning the storm and the tempest.
我们在船上不停的挣扎，摇橹要往前进
We are on the boat struggling to row forward.
啊，这时候耶稣来到我们的身边啊
And now Jesus comes to our side.
耶稣说啊，耶稣说是我，你不要怕啊。
Jesus tells us, "It is I. Do not be afraid."
啊，但是我们这个时候啊，很多人的反应都不一样哦
But now we have different reactions.
你以为我们，你以为每个人都像门徒一样吗
？Do you think that everyone be Of the disciples.
你以为每个人都会说啊，主啊，来，好高兴啊，请上船来啊
？Would you believe that everyone would say, "Jesus, you're welcome onto the boat"?
我告诉你，大部分的人都不会这样做哦。
So the majority of people would not do this.
很多人明明在船上挣扎，被风浪打来打去啊。
Many people just struggle on their own and be beaten by the waves.
啊，但是他们知道耶稣来了，却不愿意让耶稣上船。
They know that Jesus has come, but they do not receive him onto the boat.
为什么不愿意让耶稣上船呢
？Why don't they invite him?
因为耶稣上了船，你就要把主控的 权力交给耶稣啦。
Because when Jesus steps into the boat, he needs to be the captain.
啊，所以是很多时候我们都叫耶稣啊，耶稣你就在海上继续站着吧。
Many times we ask Jesus to kindly wait on the side of the sea.
我可以的，我可以的，我继续努力呀。
Say, I am able, I can handle it, I will try.
所以很多时候啊，我们虽然信耶稣啊
，So many times though we believe in Jesus by name.
但是当我们人生遇到困难
，When we have a true struggle in front of us.
当我们有选择在挣扎
，When we are struggling with our decisions.
我们常常是主啊。这是我的决定。
Many times we say to the Lord, "This is my decision."
所以你要给我成就。
And so you have to do according to what I do.
主啊，这是我想要的。
Lord, this is what I want.
所以我祷告你要给我。
Therefore, I pray that you give me this.
很多时候我们自己在挣扎。
Many times we struggle.
因为我们不愿意把权力交给主
we struggle alone because we are willing to hand over
我们人生过得非常辛苦
we live our lives full with bitterness
因为我们不愿意放弃手中的主 的权力
because we are unable to let go of the reins in our hands
我们喜欢耶稣帮忙
we like Jesus to help
但是我们不要耶稣带领我们的方向
but we don't want him to guide
我说我就是要朝这个方向走
this is the direction where I want to go
耶稣你帮我你跟着我走
Jesus you help me follow me
所以人生过得很辛苦啊
that is why our lives have so much suffering.
啊，在这里以弗所书告诉我们啊
，Here the book of Ephesians tells us.
他说我们要把耶稣接到我们的内心里面啊
，That we need to receive and invite Jesus into our hearts.
使得基督能够住在我们的心中
，So that He can dwell in our hearts.
使我们能够放下手中对人生的挣扎
，So that we can let go of the struggles we meet in this life.
啊，把它交托在主的手中
，And hand it over into God's hands.
啊，是的，很多时候啊。很多时候主的安排不见得是我们喜欢的哦。
It is true, God's arrangement and plan might not be to our liking.
哦，很多时候我们明明知道该怎么做，我们知道神所要的是什么。
It is true that sometimes we know what God wants us to do.
啊，但是有时候我们必须要付出代价。
But many times there is a price to pay.
啊，神的方向可能是我们不想去的地方。
God's way might not be the way we like.
啊，神的道理可能必须要逼我们改变一些坏习惯。
God's word might be compelling us to get rid of our bad habits.
你愿意放手吗？
Are you willing to let go?
你愿意顺服吗？
Are you willing to obey?
你能够接受吗？
Can you accept God's
will? 如果你能够，
If the answer is yes,
神就能够为你的人生负责到底。
Then God will be responsible to whatever comes.
所以在这里告诉我们说，我们要让主住在我们的心里。
So here, the important notion is to let God dwell in our hearts.
所以今天什么叫真正的信仰？
So what is true faith?
真正的信仰不是把耶稣当成助手。当成帮手而已啊
True faith is not considered Jesus Christ our helper and assistant
不是人生你都决定好了在祷告叫耶稣给你成就啊
It is not to plan and decide for our lives and ask Jesus to help us along
耶稣是我们人生的主
For Jesus is the Lord in our life
耶稣不是我们信仰的仆人啊
He is not the slave of our faith
我们不要搞错啦
Let us have this in clear
不要把它当成那个阿拉丁神灯啊
He is no Aladdin in the lamp
哇神灯拿起来抹两下哇那个基尼就跑出来了
He is not the genie That comes out when we rub the lamp.
啊，然后基尼就问你说啊，你有什么愿望要让我帮你做的吗
？He's not the genie that said, "Dear master, please say what you want."
你不要搞错啦。
You need to have this straight.
主耶稣不是你的仆人。
Jesus is not your servant.
信仰不是照你所要的给你成就。
And faith does not work according to what you like.
不是你来吩咐主耶稣做什么。
You do not order Jesus what to do for
you. 更不是你先决定了再叫耶稣给你配合。
Neither do you make a plan first and ask God to do according to it.
他说他是我们人生的主啊。
Because he is the Lord of our lives.
所以不是问说我要什么。
So let us not ask what do we want.
我们要问说主啊，你要我做。
My brother asked the Lord, "What can I do for you?"
所以当保罗被神选召以后
when Paul was called upon by Christ,
他第一句话就问主耶稣啊。
The first thing he said was a question.
他说：“主啊，你是谁？”
Right, to Christ, which is, "Who are you, Lord?"
啊，第二句话他就问耶稣哦。
Secondly, he asked.
他说：“主啊，你要我做什么啊
？”Lord, what do you want me to do for you?
所以今天一个真实的信仰啊。
So when we consider truth,
也是要问出这两个问题来。
We also are considering these two questions.
信仰对主要有认识。
Faith needs to implies a notion of knowledge.
要知道主啊，你是谁？我到底信的是谁
？We need to know who is the Lord and in who we have believed.
第二，我们要知道主对我们的计划。
And secondly, we need to know the arrangement that Christ has for us.
主啊，你选召我，你到底需要我为你做什么
？Dear Lord, why did you elect me and for what purpose?
啊，寻找到人生的价值。
We want to find the value in life.
啊，这才是一个真正的基督徒。
This is how a true Christian is.
所以在这里告诉我们说，让耶稣住在我们的心。 心中哦。
Therefore, like this passage says, may the Lord dwell in us.
我们看回来以弗所书的第三章。
Let us return to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
以弗所书的第三章的第十八节
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 18
十八节说能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深十九节
19
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们呢、啊？而这里告诉我们说啊，第三个要求啊。
Here we have the third requirement.
第一个，你的内心的本我要坚强。
And review the firstly, the inner man is to be strong.
第二，要有基督内住在你的心中。
Secondly, we need the indwelling of Christ.
第三，在这里告诉我们说，要明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And now thirdly, we need to understand the width, length, and depth of the love of Christ.
信仰怎么样会成长？
How is faith growing?
一个人为什么能够在患难当中坚持他的信仰
？How can a person persist in their faith in difficulty?
在这里说，因为认识明白基督的爱啊。
Here is the answer: is to understanding the love of.
啊，今天一个人当他认识明白基督的爱
，When today someone understands the love of Christ,
他在任何的环境当中都不会放弃他的信仰。
In any environment, the person will hold on to their faith.
啊，今天一个人如果能够明白耶稣的爱
，If today a person can understand the love of Christ,
他能够在各样的考验当中。绝对不放手。
In all challenges and tests and trials, a person will not let go.
哦，如同保罗一样啊。
Just like Paul did.
我们来看一下哥林多后书哦。
Let us turn to Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter
5. 哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter
5. 第十四节。
Verse 14.
哥林多后书的第五章第十四节
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14
十四节原来基督的爱激励我们因我们想一人既替众人死众人就都死了十五节
15.
并且他替众人死是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活乃为替他们死而复活的主活而这里保罗告诉我们呢、啊、
This is what Paul tells us here
他说啊保罗说我们啊他说耶稣的爱要激励我们啊
Here Paul says for the love of Christ compels us
因为他已经为我们付出了一切
For he gave everything he had for us
因为他为我们付出他的生命
Because he gave his life for us
因为他为我们死在十字架上啊
Because he died on the cross for our sake
所以因为认识到耶稣为我们的牺牲
Because now we know the sacrifice he made for us
使我们的内心能够被神的爱所充满
Our hearts are stimulated and filled with the love of Christ
因此我们能够活出一个不一样的生活来、啊、
Because of this, now we can lead a different life.
我们如果看保罗的生活啊
If we look into Paul's life
保罗的生活是疯狂的
We see that his life was totally crazy
是世人所不能理解的
It is something completely not understandable by man
保罗原本是个有钱人啊
Paul was originally a wealthy man
他却为了耶稣成为贫穷啊
For the sake of Christ, he became poor
啊，保罗原本是个学者
Originally, he was a scholar
是受人尊重的
He was greatly appreciated
却为了基督的缘故被人羞辱被人鄙视啊
For the sake of Christ, he was oppressed and outcast by others
保罗是大家族出来的
He was from a very prestigious family
原本应该是能够享受人生能够舒服过日子
Originally, he would have his days and a smoothness carved out for him.
却为了基督的缘故，到处被追、被打，甚至被下到监牢里啊。
But for Christ, everywhere he went, he was stoned, he was flogged, beaten, and even imprisoned.
所以在世人的眼里啊，保罗过的是一个很愚蠢而且疯狂的生活。
So in the eyes of men, Paul was foolish and at the same time crazy.
但是保罗非常清楚自己在做什么。
But Paul knew very clearly what he was doing.
保罗说：“耶稣爱我，为我舍己。”
He said.For Christ loved me and died for me.
所以啊，我不再为自己而活了。
So no longer do I live for myself.
因为今天耶稣的爱激励了我的心呢。
For today Christ's love compels me.
所以虽然遇到各样的患难
，although I encounter calamity.
虽然遇到很多的逼迫
，although I meet tribulation.
虽然可能失去所拥有的一切
，although I might lose everything that I have.
但是没有什么能够使我与基督的爱隔绝啊。
There is nothing, absolutely nothing that shall separate me from the love of Christ.
今天信仰这条路并不好走。
The way to heaven is very hard to walk.
因为主耶稣已经告诉我们了。
Because Jesus already told us.
主耶稣告诉我们说啊，要进入天国，必须要经过许多的艰难啊。
He said to us, in order to go to heaven, you shall go through my trials.
他说啊，从约翰施洗约翰的时间到如今呢。
He said from the times of John the Baptist.
他说天国是努力的人进去的。
Today, heaven is gained by those who steal it with violence.
他说努力的人才能得着啊。
Only those who strive diligently for it can obtain it.
所以我们看主耶稣的人生。
So when we look into Jesus' life,
我们看使徒彼得的生活。
When we see the lives of the apostles,
我们看使徒保罗的逼迫。
When we see Peter and Paul being oppressed,
我们发觉说这一条路并不好走。
We see that the way is rough.
有时候会被逼迫。
We will be persecuted at times.
有时候会遇到患难。
We'll encounter tribulation.
有时候人生充满了挣扎。
And at times we'll be filled with struggle.
甚至如同已经进入绝境，走不下去了。
It seems that there is no way out, and we have exhausted everything we can.
但是不管怎么走
，but no matter how we walk,
他们都愿意继续持守他们的信仰。
And no matter how they walk, we should persist in our faith.
因为基督的爱激励我了。
The reason is because the love of Christ compels.
所以我们今天要在信仰上能够坚持。
So today we need to be persistent in our faith.
能够走完信仰这条道路。
We need to persevere till the end of the road.
有一个关键。
There is a key.
就是你要认识耶稣基督的爱啊。
The key to do this is to know the love.
当你对基督的爱有体验
，when you experience Christ's love，
有认识
，when you know Christ's love，
有感受
，when you feel His love，
被感动
，when you are constrained by His love。
真的，如果你今天常常觉得说耶稣真的很爱我
，and this is true if you feel touched by the love of Christ every day。
不管人家怎么伤害你
，no matter how people hurt you。
不管你的同事怎么样的嘲笑你
，no matter how people mock you。
不管你的家人如何。攻击你的信仰
，No matter how your coworkers or family attack your faith，
你都能够默默忍耐坚持到底啊
！You can persevere quietly and silently till the end。
也如同保罗所说的啊
，Just like Paul himself said，
因为基督的爱激励我了
，For the love of Christ compels me，
使我能够不再为自己而活
，That I might no longer live for myself，
能够为爱我为我而死的基督来活啊
，But live for the Lord who loved me and died for me。
那我们看回来是看回来以弗所书哦
，Let us return to Ephesians。
以弗所书的第三章十八节啊
，Ephesians chapter three verse 18。
十八节
，18，
这里说能与众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深呢、啊？那这里继续保罗告诉我们呢、啊、
，This is what Paul continued to tell us。
说一个人如果真正认识基督的爱哦
，If a man truly knows the love of Christ，
他绝对不会是一个自私的人呐、啊。
This man will certainly not be self-centered。
如果你说哎呀，我很认识基督的爱啊
，If you say that you are well acquainted with Christ，
如果你说哎呀，我被基督的爱所充满了、
啊、，You say that you are filled all in all with the love of Christ，
但是你只管自己呀、啊、
，But you only look to yourself，
你只在乎自己
，You only take care of yourself，
你这个是假的。
Then you're saying it's false.
因为在这里说你是与众圣徒一同分享基督的爱啊。
Because here it says that the love of Christ is shared among the saints.
所以今天一个真正被基督的爱所充满的人哦。
So a person that is filled truly with the love of Christ.
而这样的爱会能够延续到身旁的人的身上啊。
The love will naturally overflow to those around him.
一个今天真正被基督的爱所感动的人。
That person is truly touched with the love of Christ.
他自然而然的会去爱身旁的人啊。
And naturally this person will show his love to those around him.
所以在约翰一书里面告诉我们
，So the book of First John tells us，
他说我们能够彼此相爱
，Let us love one another，
因为基督先爱了我啊
，For Christ loved us first。
哦，所以如果你很爱神
，So if you love God deeply，
但是你很自私
，But you are very selfish。
如果你很爱神
，If you love God，
但是你都不爱你看见的人
，But you don't love the man that you can see。
如果你觉得你很爱神
，If you feel that you love God dearly，
但是你左看右看人都很讨厌
，But left and right men are very annoying。
你对基督的爱有问题呀、啊、
？Then there is some problem there in your understanding of the love
of Christ。因为今天基督的爱如同一杯水装一个杯子装满了水啊
，Because the love of Christ can be compared to a cup that is filled，
你就是如同这个杯子一样啊。
You're just like this cup。
基督的爱不断的倒进你的心中。
The love of Christ is constantly poured into this cup。
充满了你，水就流出到外面来了。
Filling you to the point that it overflows to the borders of the
cup。能够流到周遭的人。
It overflows touching those around you。
能够流到你的家人。
It overflows to your family。
流到你的同事。
Overflows to your coworkers。
流到你教会的弟兄姐妹身上。
Overflows to the brothers and sisters of church。
这叫做被基督的爱所充满啊。
This is to be filled with the love。
所以今天如果你真的被基督的爱所充满了
So today you are really filled with the love of Christ
这里说你要与众信徒一同 明白基督的爱啊。
And the verse tells us that together with the saints, let us understand what
love means. 你能够与众圣徒一同分享基督的爱。
Let us with the saints share the love that comes from Christ.
在教会里面，虽然很多人都是不一样的
啊。Although we are different from each other here at church.
不同的文化、不同的背景、不同的教育。
We come from different cultural, educational backgrounds.
啊，但是因为基督的爱充满你。
But because the love of Christ fills you.
所以你越看大家都越可爱。
The more you look unto others, the more lovable they become.
你越看大家都越顺眼。
The more you examine others, the more lovable they are to you.
不是因为他们很可爱。
Not because they are truly that adorable.
不是因为他们让你看得很顺眼。
Not because physically they appeal to you.
而是因为你今天被爱所充满。
But the reason comes from within, which is that you are filled with love of Christ.
所以你能够有基督的心。
Because of that, you have the same heart that Christ
has. 像耶稣看众人一样。
Just like Jesus looks unto the multitude.
众人越看越可爱。
And the more he looks into the multitude, the more mercy he has for them.
所以我们要求主耶稣能够让我们被神的爱所充满。
Therefore, let us ask to be filled with love of Christ.
能够在基督里与众圣徒一同分享主的爱。
Let us share and comprehend the love of Christ together with all the saints.
我们一同默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
阿们，我们休息十分钟，再下来再进行下一节。
We'll take a short 10-minute break before our next.